the last America's Cup, it took Oracle a year to come out with the protocol. And that creates uncertainty amongst the challengers, and New Zealand were badly affected by that. What the announcement last week did in terms of setting a timeline, it talked about Auckland will be considered to be the venue, and it talked about a date. And so I think for the likes of BAR, Ben Ainslie Racing, Artemis, the established challengers that look like they're going to come forward, Luna Rossa, maybe a Lingi, it actually gives them something to work to. So I think that was important to send out that message to the possible challengers for the America's Cup, including, obviously, challenger record Luna Rossa. But also in terms of the sailing media, it actually reset the clock to September.
Now, this rule announcement, this is not a new rule. I understand it's always been in place, but in recent regattas, it's probably been loosely enforced and interpreted. So what is the logical rationale for now enforcing it?
In terms of construction, well, that has been around. And a lot of what I'm hearing in terms of the protocol could be similar, and I use the word similar carefully, to the protocol of 2000 when New Zealand defended under the late Sir Peter Blake. And nationality and country of origin of build were two of the cornerstones of that protocol. But it probably doesn't mean the whole of the construction process. At that time, what had to happen is the canoe body of the boat or the inside laminate of the boat did have to actually be completed in your country of origin. The rest of the boat, the fit out, could be done anywhere. So it's conceivable that
could be the definition rather than every single component.
I don't think it will be every single component. And it's even more than that, because from the last cup, they brought in some one design components to the America's Cup, which helped cost reduction. And I would half expect to see Emirates Team New Zealand and Luna Rossa as the challenger of record come up with some one design components, which means for our local boat building industry and associated industries, like, for example, Southern Spars, that there could well be, you know, some good work to be done as long as they can come up price competitive and their quality is excellent. And I'm sure they can both achieve that.
Does Team New Zealand have a responsibility to local business, to the taxpayer here, though, to ensure that the boat industry does thrive now that we have won the Cup? I mean, a lot of government justification in the past was the return on investment.
Well, yes and no. I think they do, yeah. They do have a responsibility to New Zealand and to the marine industry. But their prime responsibility is winning the America's Cup and defending the America's Cup. That's their number one priority. But notwithstanding that, Team New Zealand have been a very good ambassador to the New Zealand performance marine industry. And we've seen that, you know, again, through Southern Spars. And we've also seen it through the likes of the sailmaking, boat building. But some of the associated industries, and you think of Protector Boats, Rayglass, who make the ribs. They make these rubber inflatable boats as support boats. And Salthouse Boat Builders are also very good at making high quality, mainly power boats, that are used for tenders and support craft for the America's Cup boats.
Now, do you believe this rule, though, may deter some countries from entering, as perhaps they don't have the IP or the industry requirements in their countries?
No, I don't, because I think if you're playing the game at this level, and think of the countries involved, the USA, GBR, Europe, whether it's out of Persico, out of Spain, they have the capacity absolutely to manufacture themselves. I mean, even the Australians, and let's hope the Australians do challenge for the 36 America's Cup. They have a very strong performance marine industry. So no, I don't see that as an issue.
I mean, we've already mentioned it in the introduction. This is an opportunity of just reinforcing some established framework and rules, but also just taking it back to the original origins of the America's Cup and a little bit more emphasis on nationality. But will this rule give New Zealand a competitive edge, a design edge?
I think they'll have a design edge anyway because they're so good at the America's Cup game. Will it give them a competitive advantage? Look, as the defender, there are some advantages that you have from being the defender. But one thing that Dalton came out with in Bermuda is talking about bringing back the integrity of the Cup, bringing back an even playing field. And so I think they are being very, very careful in terms of writing the protocol with Luna Rossa, that the rules of the game are set. They won't change them. Things like, which is the classic for me, the defender sailing in the Challenger series. I will be critical if that's in the protocol. I don't think it will be. I think the defender will sit to one side of the Challenger series, and certainly that's been one of the fundamentals.
Having spoken with Grant Dalton, I do get a genuine sense, and I wonder if he's almost giving too much away here, because, you know, look, I think the America's Cup in terms of a level playing field, at best, is probably always, say, being 55-45 in favour of the defender. I think in the last America's Cup, and what made Team New Zealand and Grant Dalton so remarkable, the time we actually came up against Oracle, it was probably 70-30, but we still got the job done. There is a part of me, though, that wants us to retain the Cup. And while Grant Dalton wants it to be a genuine sporting contest, are we giving too much away?
I think you've got to give a bit away to get the entry numbers that we maybe can expect to come to New Zealand. What was in Bermuda, 5 challengers and the defender, not enough. And San Francisco was worse. When the Cup was last year, from memory, there were 10 challengers for the America's Cup. To make it enticing to build the challenger numbers, you've got to even the playing field. And I honestly think that's what Emirates Team New Zealand are attempting to do.